What's up, everyone? This is Jesus Baeza here with another episode of Words of Wisdom Podcast. As you all might know me, people that have listened to my other episodes of Words of Wisdom, as you guys might not know or do know, I am a broadcaster, independent artist. I have my own podcast here called Words of Wisdom, and I always like to do multiple episodes about different topics, different things. And in today's episode of my podcast, Words of Wisdom, I want to talk about how we need to be careful of non-happy people. Now, what do I mean by that? I want to first say that I appreciate all you people that have listened to my podcast in the past, my different episodes. I really appreciate it. It helps to get the word out and makes my platform grow even bigger and my target audience get bigger. You know, I am trying to reach millions of people with this podcast, Words of Wisdom. And I really appreciate the support and when people listen to my episodes. So in today's episode, I wanted to say that we all need to be careful with people that are unhappy in society. You see, the reason why I want to do this episode is because I want to kind of like help you guys out there. For anybody out there in society who might have a problem, you know, or you run into some crazy people on the streets, you know, most of you guys might know what I mean by this, but there's a lot of unhappy people in society. And people always take out their frustration to the streets. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but if you go out to drive around your streets and you see all these wild lunatics and people cutting you off, speeding, tailgating you, flashing their lights at you, you know, for any of you guys, we know all over the United States or here in South Florida might relate to this, but it's gotten really out of control, you know. And I kind of wanted to share this message with you people out there and say that be careful with people out there. There's a lot of unhappy people. You know, people are capable of making you run into an accident on the streets because of their road rage or because of how unhappy they are, you know. And I know that we all have experiences before in life, you know, where you're driving down the streets and you see people tailgating you, flashing their lights, you know. Well, that's a definition, people, of unhappy people, okay? There's a lot of unhappy people out here. There's people who are frustrated. They might have kids. They might have mortgages. They don't have a job, or they're just struggling to make ends meet. And then you're seeing it out there on the streets. You're seeing their road rage. You know, there's no reason to drive erratically on the streets, you know. Like, seriously, people, if you drive around the streets and you hit somebody because of your road rage of how unhappy you are, you're just gonna get yourself into more trouble. You know, you can literally crash into another car. You can make that car spin and run into a pole or a lake. You know, you guys know what I mean by this. So what I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of unhappy people out there. You know, and that's just one example of it. You know, also, like, if you have a lot of rude people trying to talk down on you, criticize you, or because they know that you're happy in your life, and then they just want to make you unhappy. There's times you go somewhere, you know, you go to the streets or let's say even social media, you have a post, something that you're trying to show and express about your life or something. And then people just randomly comment on your posts. They say, oh, like, this is so stupid. Or like, they can say some dumb comments, say you're dumb. Or, you know, they randomly just come into your social medias and just say things that are not appropriate. You know, and that's just one example. Another example of people that are unhappy. You know, and We need to be careful with people. There's a lot of unhappy people right now in society. You know, there's a lot of racism. There's people who are unhappy and frustrated with the U.S. government and the Supreme Court, how they've overturned the Roe versus Wade. You know, people protesting down the streets. Everybody has different opinions and different beliefs. And people are just showing their frustrations out here, you know. But it's gotten to a level that everybody is unhappy. Everybody is just running wild in the streets. You know, here, I'm here in South Florida, Dade and Broward. For any of you guys that are not from South Florida, people down here just drive like lunatics. You know, there's literally like, you come down here and you feel like there's no laws, there's no rules, you know. And there's barely cops in the streets enforcing anything. There's barely enough highway troopers pulling people over and giving them tickets, you know, or people blowing red lights, people cutting you off. Nobody uses turning signals, you know. And the reason why I've brought this up, you know, a lot, this example about driving and road rage, is because, to be honest, like, that's a big example of a lot of unhappy people, you know. Like, think about it. If these people were happy, they won't be doing that. There's no need to be doing all that road rage and stuff, you know. And I just find it very inappropriate. But besides that, about people just driving crazy down the streets, you know, that's another topic. Like the Roe versus Wade, people are just driving around, going to the streets protesting and showing their frustrations, you know, women saying that their body is their rules and they decide what they want with their bodies and all this. And, or also like the people just want to defund the police, you know. It's just gotten so out of control. Like, there's no order out here. There's no, like, nobody obeys anything, you know. The U.S. is supposed to be a free country, but like, people have taken this country like, people can just run around the streets wild. Like, this is like, everywhere you go is the Wild Wild West. Especially here in South Florida. People just do whatever they want. And in my opinion, I think that it's not like that, you know. The crimes, the cases, everything has gone up all over the United States. And it's all because, you know, there's a lot of unhappy people. You know, a lot of people are unhappy with the inflation. People are unhappy with the gas prices, the food prices. Hell, you even go and do a maintenance work on your vehicle. You go to a shop, a store, and every mechanic has raised the price on everything. You know, and it's all just to make a profit because they're all struggling. Their businesses are struggling still because of the coronavirus effects that happened in 2020, 2021. You know, and all this inflation, and there's also a lot of companies just trying to take advantage of the inflation, you know. It's just, you know, it's a lot of unhappiness everywhere. It's a lot of unhappy people, you know. People go down to the streets and they stare at you meanly, or, you know, people flicker the middle finger at you. You go to a store, they don't even attend you right. There's no customer service. Nobody cares about their jobs. They're just going to a job just to make money nowadays. Like, nobody cares about anything, you know. So my point with all this, people, is this episode is about being careful with unhappy people, because I wanted to make this episode because I want to send this message to all you people. There is really a lot of unhappy people, you know. A lot of people are struggling and trying to survive, make ends meet, and everybody's showing their frustrations in the streets, and we just need to be careful and beware of that. So that's my message to you guys. Just be careful, be vigilant, watch your surroundings, you know, wherever you go. When you're driving down the streets, drive slow, you know. Try to drive the speed limit, keep your distance, keep watching your rearview mirrors, because, you know, before you know it, one of these unhappy people in the streets can rear-end you and just make you lose your vehicle because of them. You know, just because they're unhappy doesn't mean they can now just come to the streets and come bring their frustration to everyone, and everybody has to deal with it now. And that's not the way it is. So just be careful, because there's even, you know, there could be people like robbing stores. There's people going around committing crimes, trying to rob people just because they're unhappy and, you know, there's no money and they just want to find a quick solution to their problems. So I'm going to end this episode here. And my message is to just be careful, be vigilant. If you like this episode of my podcast, Words of Wisdom of Unhappy People, you know, feel free to like and subscribe. Subscribe to my podcast. Here is all available on all streaming platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere, all streaming platforms. And I will appreciate the support. I will keep coming out with new episodes in the future. So I'm going to end it here. And I hope you guys found this podcast informative. Feel free to share it. And I'll see you guys in the next time. Take care. Hey folks, thank you all for listening to my podcast, Words of Wisdom, with me, myself, Jesus Baeza. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the channel to stay up to date for any future episodes. You can find it on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you all for listening, and until next time.